Check, check. Jay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
Yeah, I know.
You lucky devil.
Dave's deaf anyway. He doesn't hear either of us.
Yeah.
Just in the one ear.
She get that looked at.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. I've never been to a doctor about it, so you're right.
I'm just saying.
I've overlooked that. You're right.
I'm looking out for you.
A doctor. That's what I'm doing. Should get that looked
you should.
At.
Wow. If Jay never said anything, like
I could have gone all years.
And like, you this have is normal, me to right? thank for it. You do.
You're right. And you know what? Let me just get that out of the way now. Thank you, Jay.
I'm going to need more than just one thank you.
Yeah, that's all you're going to get, though. So it's better kind of take it, isn't it?
I mean,
just think you can get.
Just going to keep holding it over your head for forever.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Dave, remember that time I saved you from a brain parasite?
I'm going to be like, no. And then you're going to have to recount this whole conversation.
Well, yeah, it was when I said, and I will. Just like we're going to talk about Robin Hood again.
God damn it.
If anything, I can talk about the same topic over and over and over again.
I've never seen Robin Hood. Could you relive it for me?
I can. And we will in our podcast today about Robin Hood 2018.
Called, oh, my God.
Called Robin Hood 2018.
People said like it couldn't be done. People like said it couldn't be done. Jay,
no
you can't have an entire podcast dedicated to just Robin Hood 2018, and you motherfuckers were wrong.
Well, if there's anything you've done in the past week, it's prove us wrong.
That's what I try.
Yep.
That is what I try to do.
Yep.
Yes.
You need a better name, first of all, because Robin Hood 2018 podcast. Is
it
just,
doesn't really roll
it's
off
descriptive.
The
I don't know what else you would name it, because it's only going to be about Robin Hood 2018.
That might be your indication that it's a bad podcast.
No, I think it's a great podcast. Right. It's just extremely.
That's the first time.
There's
no
a niche
conceivable
for
name
everything.
For it.
We'll call it RH 2018. No, RH 18. No. Rohu 18.
I want the millions and millions of people who Google search Robin Hood 2018 on a daily basis. On a daily basis. I'm search engine optimizing.
You
are going to
be number
at the top.
One.
You're going to come up before the movie does?
Before the movie does.
Yeah, clearly.
Yep.
Yeah, which is kind of disrespectful, actually, now that you put
I mean,
it
at
that
this
way.
Point,
I mean,
Jay knows more than IMDb about. So
I've watched it about a million times now. Were we supposed to watch different movies this week? Because I just watched Robin Hood 2018
I
five
didn't watch
times.
Anything. You guys watch movies?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Is this a movie podcast?
Yeah. We'll be back.
Are we talking about it?
What? Yeah, we're talking about it.
You want to talk about movies?
Yeah, I hope you watch them.
Let's do this?
All right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I got a lot to say, I'm sure.
Ba-dum-ba.
Ba-dum-ba.
Cut that out.
I would
cut
the ba-dum-ba. You're
going to cut. Yeah. You think that's, that was going to be my new thing?
Nah.
I was going to segue
like, let's,
into...
Let's get into it. Works.
Stuff
spot.
With the ba-dum. How about... Ha-ha! No. Let's do it!
No.
You don't like that?
You went red there, so
that's
no.
real aggressive.
You said I went what there?
You went red
you
there.
Clipped
oh,
real
I
hard.
Did. That's all right.
That's the podcast.
I'm going to compress this later. It's going to be fine.
It's telling you don't do that. That's what it means.
I think let's get into it is pretty good.
Okay. All right. We'll stick with that then. Or movies go time. Reviews. Boom.
Red Rover, let's get this podcast over.
All right. Let's get into it.
Oh, all my vaping's going into it.
Oh,
I've just been vaping over you just to make sure we can't do any new intros.
That's it. We've lost our last two subscribers. Thanks, Jay. Thanks.
I don't know. I was never even really like officially the intro. I just said it a bunch.
But yeah, that's how things happen.
All right.
That's how like you get if you try to orchestrate something like a conversation, it's not gonna work.
Get
like,
so hoco.
We're gonna say this, and then I'm gonna say my punch, my catchphrase, and then we'll get into it.
That's how writing
it's
works.
Like, how about we just use it? Let's get into it.
Lay that out on a flow chart.
Next week you're gonna try a few more. No,
I'm gonna come in with a script.
Actually, let's just keep workshopping intros, Dave, every week.
Perfect. I'm into it.
That's a good one too.
Ooh, rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't know my script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, Planet of the Apes and... Also called Planet of the Apes?
Also Planet of the Apes.
And it was, what, 60, I want to say 8? 68.
68
in 2001.
Yes.
A pretty much not a straight remake, not like a scene for scene remake, but that's definitely like this doesn't take place in the same universe.
It's almost like a reboot. I think the word he used was reimagining.
Mm.
And I think it is.
It's certainly imagined.
Yeah.
Overall thoughts on both? Either or?
I hadn't seen the original one in a long time. It still holds up for what it is. And I enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm excited to watch the rest of them. But the 2001 one was as bad as I remember, if not worse this time.
Yeah, it got real weird, like real early.
Do you remember that time Mark Wahlberg was in it?
Yeah, not really.
That was...
He didn't have any character. Well, we'll get it. I have grievances.
Well, okay. So, original one is still good.
So good.
Still classic. If you haven't seen it, spoiler warning, because there's like one big spoiler, and if you don't know this about Planet of the Apes, then you don't know anything about Planet of the Apes.
I'm choosing just this movie to give spoiler warnings on, when it's probably the most spoiled movie ever.
But that's kind of my point. Like, if it hasn't been spoiled for you, I'm not going to be the one to do it. Like, there's plenty of material out there to spoil it. It takes place on Earth. It's not a different planet. Mm-hmm. It's the future.
That's
but the whole movie,
twist.
You're being led to believe it isn't Earth.
If you're an idiot.
There's the lightning storms. There's like the weird biomes.
Yeah, there's also like the horses.
Oh, right.
And everything that looks like Southern California.
Well, listen, you've got apes and humans, so already there's some overlap.
Yeah, I'd be like, what are the chances that there'd be apes and humans on another planet that look exactly like apes and humans that I know?
This is the 60s, Brandon.
It's a lot like the episode of Voyager, Distant Origin.
Oh God, you're our Mike Stoklasa. Shit.
No, I was getting Distant Origin. I mean, I'm sure it was patterned off of Planet of the Apes, like that, like the denial. You know, the one where they're the dinosaurs, and the dinosaurs.
The
dinosaurs developed space travel,
somehow,
and weren't extincted. They just
went to another planet, and another quadrant,
and ended up in the Delta Quadrant. And Voyager just happens to run into them,
because
plot reasons.
It's almost the same plot. No, they lifted
and they
it
have
direct,
that
because they have like the tribunal and like we're gonna defend our long held
doctrine.
Yeah,
and they call
Well, I don't remember this episode as well as you do.
It's one of the few I do remember.
Well, Jay's a big Voyager fan, so
it's my favorite track.
Yeah, you know a lot about Voyager
I
for somebody
so
who
much.
Big Janeway stand over there. Big Janeway
stand.
But yeah, there's a lot of shit that's been based on Planet of the Apes. Countless. I mean, we were talking about before we started the podcast. Countless parodies and references.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you've seen Spaceballs, like the end of Spaceballs
that's one of my
is
favorites.
Simpsons. I mean, it's been in everything.
Planet of the Apes, the movie.
That I think was the one that spoiled me.
Really,
it was the Simpsons episode because I hadn't seen it before. That.
Dr. Zaius.
Oh my gosh, I was wrong. It was
Earth. Oh my god. Yeah. If it hasn't been spoiled for you, sorry. But that's the big
twist.
We really
didn't explain the plot. It's like they're on a exploration
in space
slash
they think they're
ship.
Supposed to be going to another planet. Like that's the whole thing. There's a lot of they're like, oh, this is a new planet. They even say it's a different planet. Like they're convinced they're on a different planet. Like it's set up if like 60s you.
Yes.
Like if you're not a sci-fi, you haven't seen all the tropes.
Yes.
Like,
no, I agree. Like,
and apparently it was a big reveal. And listen, I don't know if this is 100% true, but my father had told me that this was like the first movie that they didn't allow you to come in like halfway through.
I thought it was Psycho.
Psycho. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I thought as well.
Interesting. We'd have to check on that.
Yeah.
But either way, it was like a big spoiler like alert like type before they had spoiler alerts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like this was they did not want you to see the end of this movie until you'd seen the movie.
Right.
And that was kind of what the big punch of the movie was. And then you have Mark Wahlberg's version,
which
Monkey Lincoln. Anybody?
Deus Ex Monkey.
Awesome.
I didn't understand like the
awesome. Oh no!
Total improvement.
We've lost Dave.
Just because it didn't make any sense whatsoever,
like no sense,
like at all.
God, it's just so weak.
If you haven't seen the Mark Wahlberg version, which you shouldn't have, the original version, he goes on a space mission to a new planet. He crash lands. Everybody in his team dies, and he's the only one left alive. human beings on this planet are mute and monkeys rule society. And when they find out he can speak, it's like a big heresy trial. And then they have to go off and prove that it turns out this is Earth and humans evolved from monkeys and evolved from humans, which evolved from monkeys originally. So it's like a big whoa reveal.
Yeah.
And then you get the Mark Wahlberg version, which is similar in a lot of beats. He's in space. He's a space guy. He crashes on a planet. Oh my God, there's monkeys in charge. Sorry, apes. What are we going to do? But then there is no, like, presumably you've already seen the original.
Yeah.
It skips the entire, I think, like, I would say the meat of the original, which is that the trial, he's being held in captivity, and then they're going to experiment on him, but then he proves he's human, and you have that whole, the tribunal, and it skips that.
There isn't one, captured, is there?
And then they escape, and then the whole rest of the movie is basically them running from the apes, right?
Yeah. Yes, oh, right. It gets very actiony.
Also,
and not to say the original one wasn't, like, it didn't have a fair amount of action, but it was like 60s action where it was like, oh, they shot a gun, that's action.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of horseback riding.
To this. Like, I mean, I like a good action movie, but like, give me less is more, especially when you're just going to fucking overdo it with... Oh, those action scenes went on for so fucking long.
I don't know. Yes, for sure. I do give, like, I guess I appreciate... I feel like there is meat on the bone, a little bit of meat on the bone with the Tim Burton one, but it's very selective, and it's only in a few places. Like, the creature work, the makeup is out of this world really good.
I wanted to ask you about that. In fact, this is the first movie I made notes about
in a long time. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The first note was, like, makeup, because I was like, you know what?
So good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things you could say about the movie that is really good.
Is that done with a lot of CG, or was it their practical effects?
It was mostly practical. There was a couple of scenes, especially like in the end battle, where is it Mike Clark Duncan? Who's the big gorilla bad guy?
Oh yeah, big guy.
And he does like a primal yell, and you could see his mouth stretch like an old talking animal movie, like bad CG of his. But the rest of it is practical. Like most of the time, it was practical. They just used that to make his.
I was really impressed by that.
It's really good.
That's got to be the highlight of
it's
the movie.
One of the best parts of it.
I think it's the best part.
Yes. Really, to be fair.
Because
it's the best part.
The original ape makeup for the time was really good and very, those masks were very expressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you've seen like them behind the scenes, you could see them like trying to eat and drink around these masks.
They used straws the entire time.
Yeah. It was a huge nightmare for the actors, but
they like didn't get to take them off during breaks. Like,
oh, of course.
Because it's so long in makeup.
Yeah. Serious prosthetics and shit. And yet you could. The expressions of the apes were so vivid that you understood them even under all that. And for the 60s, that was phenomenal. They only improved on that.
I completely agree. And take away, that's probably the best part of the new one.
The rest of it was hot garbage.
Mark Wahlberg sucks dick. He was really
literally. That's not even an insult.
It happens.
He's
a gay person. Third quarter of the movie. It's really weird with the with the Paul Giamatti monkey. It's
totally very odd. Didn't know why they had to have that in there.
They had like a final solution scene. Did anybody catch that? It was like reminded me of the movie. Remember. It's not Downfall. It's
God.
What's that movie where they literally it's just debating the Holocaust?
Oh, I know what. With Kenneth Branagh. It's really good. I've seen it, but I think it was like an HBO movie. But it's really good. And it's Stanley Tucci's in it. It's
yes,
really good. Yes, really good.
And they're just sitting around a table like it's
and just talking cold hard like business, but they're talking about the extermination of millions of people.
Yeah,
and it's fucked up.
And there's a scene in there, and it's towards the beginning. It's like right after he gets captured, and he's been bought by they were bought. Now they're sitting around the table, and they're just talking about like human eugenics and monkey eugenics. And I was
that
like,
character, yeah.
And I was like, huh, is this going to do something? Like, is this going to be like a commentary on the Holocaust? Is this going to be like
a little bit?
They tried, but then they just completely abandoned it. I was like, oh, this could be more interesting than I've been led to believe. And then it was like, no.
They definitely tried. There was a little bit of a reach for something bigger, but it was lost behind the fact that the story was stupid and the characters you couldn't care less about, and that Lady Monkey wanted to bone Mark Wahlberg the whole time.
That was a little weird, guys. I'm not going to lie. That kind of made me slightly uncomfortable. It was awful.
Dude,
she was a good character. Like, I liked... Here's where I go back to the original one and this one. I liked the characterization of a lot of the ape characters. as two-dimensional as they are, they emoted very well. And like they always say that the people in the original one studied monkeys and mm-hmm. went to the zoo and all that stuff. Like the people in the new one really tried to imitate monkeys. And I think they pulled that off. Like props to the people playing apes in the new one.
A lot of the behavior, the waving of the arms, the bashing of things.
It did seem really natural.
They use their feet a lot more.
A couple times for gimmicky laughs, but like I don't know. I appreciated that. Little bit of world building you get in there, a little tiny bit.
No, that you're absolutely right about
that. That's where I'm like, there's a little meat on the
plate. I have to give the director credit for that. Yeah, it's
as much as he jumped the shark in the late 90s. This had parts that were okay.
Yeah, but the story though.
Story was horrible.
It was hot garbage, and so like all the practical effects and you know good acting in the world can't save you when your story literally makes zero sense.
Correct.
Like, there's nothing. I couldn't follow it.
Well, Jay, it's supposed to be a rousing tale of freeing of these oppressed people, but you don't realize that until almost an hour and a half in,
when all the tribesmen show up at the spaceship.
So I was like, did I miss? So I rewound a little bit, and I was like,
nope.
Did I miss
a quick little conversation between Helmbottom, Carter Ape, and Mark Wahlberg when they cross the river, and she's like, but you're just going to leave them here. They think you're going to save them, and he's like, sucks to be them. And
they're all there suddenly. Like
word got out.
Apparently.
So it's a good thing they weren't mute, or else that would have been difficult to spread that word of freedom. How'd you guys feel about that? I mean, the mute thing in the original movie was obviously I always thought it was kind of cool. Like, what if all humans were mute?
It makes more sense.
It makes us more like animals.
Yeah.
Which was, I feel like the purpose of the first movie was like, okay, what if humans were just like another animal?
Yeah.
And then I feel like the thing in the 2001 version was like, what if these people were oppressed by slightly hairier people?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good point.
I think the social commentary in the first one was much better than than the second one. I don't know.
I don't think there was much social commentary. I almost feel like it was like,
I don't know if it was intentional, but it was definitely like,
it was like an episode of The Twilight Zone. Like, there's no social commentary when the episode of The Twilight Zone is like, the aliens were actually us. Like, we were like, it's not social commentary. It's something different. It's just like, you know what I mean?
I don't quite know what you mean. No, I'm sorry.
Brandon, do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, Twilight Zone was very much known for its political commentary and social commentary. Like,
that's
what each episode was about, usually.
Some episodes, yeah. But there's
Most of the
idea that we could be the episode I'm thinking of in particular is there's a woman alone in a cabin.
That's
and
a classic. Yeah.
I don't know what the social commentary of we were the aliens all along is. I just think that's like a clever twist at the end to kind of wrap your brain around. Like, oh shit, like I didn't think we were the aliens because I'm me and how would I be an alien? But I could be an alien. Like, I don't know what's social commentary about that. I just think it's like a weird head trip. You know what I mean?
I think it's about like equality.
Yeah, like because this is coming right out of
Rod Serling was like very outspoken.
Oh, sorry, Twilight Zone.
I'm talking about Twilight Zone, yeah.
Yeah, Rod Serling was like really outspoken too.
But
there's the interviews with him where he's like, I think people should feel guilty when they see racism like on TV. He's like, that's the kind of thing I want to do. Like, I want people to be uncomfortable.
I'm not saying it was completely devoid of social commentary, but like, I don't know what the social commentary of like the guy who flips the coin and it lands on its edge and then he's got good luck all day until the coin gets moved. And
I guess,
bad
some
luck
of them
is.
Were just like fortune cookie messages. Like the guy with...
It was like a Shyamalaning.
Yeah, they were like the glasses at the end of the one episode where, you know, I had time now.
I don't think Planet of the Apes was built around... Like, I don't think I don't even know who
actually,
the original director was.
What I read, it was one of the screenwriters was like blacklisted by McCarthy and that was a big part of the whole like...
Oh, okay.
Tribunal scene, and that's why that middle portion was played up very much.
There's certainly social commentary in it, don't you? Because that tribunal scene is amazing, and the fact that Dr. Zaius is the both the minister of truth and like the holder of he's the law
he's the religious guy, but he's also the religion guy.
Yeah. There's definitely social commentary in it, but I felt like the punch of the movie, like the movie is built around this mind fuck. Of like I don't know what the social commentary of the we're on Earth is. We were on Earth all except for, you know, we could nuke each other.
Yeah, that's a big part of the whole movie. That his central character is like, I got tired of people killing each other, and then he kind of comes here and does kind of the same thing, and then he realizes, oh, that's man's nature at the fucking end of the movie.
Well, he doesn't do the same thing. The apes are doing it already.
Yeah, that's true. But he's also seeing that like, oh, they could do it too. But it's the whole like.
isn't there a, there's a line in there about like, I can't even remember, but it's like all man can do is kill, like all they do is kill themselves or
something
like
that. That's like the first thing he talks about when he enters the film. That's the good characterization you get when he's walking through the desert. By the way, that whole thing is, that's what like why Mark Wahlberg was a cardboard cutout. There was no characterization. It just starts. It starts, he gets in a spaceship, he crash lands the planet. Like that's
like,
was
oh,
like,
he's nice to the
monkey.
Who
is this guy? Like, who, yeah, he treated a monkey nice in two sentences.
That's like what I, and that's.
Who cares?
Yeah, let's show he's a good guy because he treats the animal nice.
We don't know anything about it. Like,
I don't know if you give the movie credit for that, because it does get you right into the movie. It's like they lose a monkey and then he's like, I'm going back in time. And you're like, it's been 5 minutes. Who are you?
I'll trade 10 minutes to walk through beautiful deserts for that any day of the week.
Mm-hmm. With that cool lightning storm and like the whole. There's a suspense to the original one that doesn't exist.
It's like
a
slow burn in the beginning where they're like, is this all there is? Just desert, desert? And then eventually you see that scarecrow thing and you're like, oh, whoa. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You guys are definitely right about the social commentary. I mean, there's definitely a lot of it present
Of, there are different messages in it. I don't think there is a, I don't know,
I don't
if,
know if it's a unifying
is a
message.
Main thrust.
My,
yeah.
My point was that like the punch of the movie, the thing about the movie that is supposed to get you is I think the Shyamalaning twist at the end of like oh shit, like that Twilight Zone style twist. And the remake doesn't have that until they shoehorn one in
the dumbest
that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Because they knew they had to, despite all of their social commentary and their stuff, they were like, we got to have a twist. There's got to be a twist ending.
I think so, too. Yeah, I didn't read far enough to see if that was a reshoot or something, but I bet it was. Like, I don't know.
I do you guys want to, one of you tell our listeners what it is?
I did read it. I'm sorry. Tim Burton basically wrote that in to be like, here's easy sequel bait. I'm not going to do the next one. The next person can figure this out. It's easy enough to be like, oh, now he has to deal with it. You know, like, he was just being a hack about it.
Oh, what a bitch move.
What a fucking shithead,
he gets back to his own time, and then
he lands in, first of all, he crash lands a spaceship into the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C., which, if you've not been there, is about 2 feet deep.
Yeah. So, adequate cushion.
Like he used to be like, my rock skipping maneuver. Yeah. That'll protect me.
In this completely non-skipping or like aerodynamic shape.
The last time he crash landed into a watery surface, it didn't go so well. But this one was good.
I mean, both times.
Well, frankly, he walked away from both of those crashes a little too comfortably.
I totally agree. The science in these is very thin. We can agree on that, right?
Oh,
the science fiction. Because
his spacesuit isn't actually a spacesuit. It's just like,
oh god,
you noticed that too.
Yeah, that really like, bothered me. First thing, I'm like, well, this isn't locking in.
It was clearly not airtight.
He just put a helmet on.
When you're underwater, would have been nice to have a real fucking spacesuit.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys picked up on that too. We all.
It's like if you put a fishbowl over your head to go swimming.
Yes.
Like, sort of fly by night space operations. They're like, here's a white
space
onesie.
Force. It was that's the space force.
Somebody in wardrobe took the day off. They were like, we need a spacesuit. And they're like, here's a jumpsuit and a helmet.
What bothers me too is like,
let's make this work.
As much as Tim Burton is known for a lot of visual stuff, and you see a little bit of it with the ape outfits and culture and all that sort of stuff, you get none of it with the humans. It's just very,
very bland, very dry.
Like, I don't think he does science fiction well. Clearly, name a good Tim Burton sci-fi movie. I think this one, the only one, I think. Yeah,
it's a terrible movie.
Like, I don't even know of any others. I can't even think of one.
So has he made another one? Name a Tim Burton sci-fi movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you said name a good one.
Well, both, but yeah. I think he doesn't do it very well.
Is the idea behind the ending, by the way, that he
I don't know, Jay.
Goes back
the answer's on a fucking
to his own time. But when he left, there was a monkey uprising again.
And the weird part is...
They were back in time. Like, he went back in time.
Because here's the thing.
Lincoln is the same... Thabe was the thing.
He's the guy who.
Yeah.
Was, so how? Wait, I thought they weren't on
different
Earth.
Planet. It was clearly
it was
not Earth. You get a shot
a
of it
planet.
With multiple moons.
Thank you.
It's not Earth.
Oh, at the end,
when he leaves the original planet that he's on with all the monkes,
like
you
know
see have
Earth.
A shot of him leaving the planet in the spaceship
sure
before he hits
Earth.
The magnetic storm or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's multiple moons. It is not
it's
Earth.
For sure not
it's
Earth.
Like
very
clearly not Earth.
Yep.
But then he gets back to what is obviously Earth. You get a shot of it. You can see North America very clearly. This is Earth. Mm-hmm. And then he lands. And he lands in Washington, D.C., and the Lincoln Memorial is replaced by, like, the Thade Memorial, who's the bad guy
the
he just,
from
like,
the planet that he was just on.
From the planet he was just on.
So...
Who made it to Earth?
Before him?
Or it was Earth, and he was already in the past, and...
We're putting so much more thought into this than Tim Burton actually did.
If they had not made it Thade,
then it makes ish sense.
Then it's an open ended kind of mystery.
Yeah, like, oh, could this happen to our planet?
Oh, yeah, maybe the same thing happened on Earth, yes. Or maybe like this is the future of Earth, or maybe he's in an alternate dimension.
They showed the fucking the year clock as he was going there too, so you can't even do that.
Yeah.
They showed that he was back in his own time, 2035,
unless that clock is broken. Lose
that whole ending. Just. Fucking jettison it. It was horrible.
But you needed a twist, Brandon.
I know, and that's
and the
why
twist
they put it
of
in there.
The monkey shows up at the end
don't
is not
get me
epic
started
enough.
On that. That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I thought the original twist was,
that
and no, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
He was there already. Is there a loop? Is that what we're doing?
He wasn't there already. The other monkey?
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. I misremembered that. That's what I always thought for a long time, now that I saw it a second time. You're right.
So what I'd
always assumed that it was just his monkey that started the whole monkey thing.
My understanding of it, imagine it as pretend we're talking about Star Trek now.
I get it.
The earlier you go into the anomaly, the later you come out. It's like a reverse time polarity thing.
Yeah.
So the monkey goes in, and then he goes in, and then his ship goes in after him to save him.
Yeah.
And in the timeline of the new alien planet, the ship came through like 2,000 years ago and crashed and caused all this monkey madness. Then he comes through in the whatever the current day is, and then the monkey comes through as the Deus Ex Machina at the end 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
What accelerated the monkeys?
Shut up, Jay. stop
don't ask any
there's
of these
already
questions.
No answer.
These questions aren't going to have the answers you want.
So follow-up question, because Dave, you seem to have this figured out.
I just thought a lot about it. I was really racking my brain on this one.
So the monkeys were definitely in this movie, like they were able to control the spaceship, like, you know, they had some sort of base level sentience, but no communication skills
in the remake we're talking
in the remake. But like, then they crash land the ship that all the monkeys are on.
And the monkeys it turns out the monkeys are more helpful than they had ever imagined.
Yeah.
And that's the only indication you get as to why they talk and become people.
Maybe they they could have said this, but maybe they could have chalked it up to like, something on the planet is more conducive to apes than us.
Oh, that would have been great if they had actually said something.
Oh, yep, never mind. Well, they had that exposition dump right at the end, so they could have thrown it in there.
They could have.
It just made no sense.
The whole movie didn't make any sense.
None of it.
Well, that's the nice thing about the original movie, because as much as it doesn't really make, you know, quote unquote sense, it's time travel, light speed, blah, it's all science fiction. They didn't lean into it as hard, so it didn't need to.
Absolutely not. Like it was as soon as both of his teammates are dead, like you're on the planet of the apes.
Yeah.
The reason why he's there is not important anymore.
The only science fiction part of it is really we were in a spaceship, we were going the speed of light,
but
and
that's
that,
right.
And things got weird.
That's not science fiction though. That's actually what happens when
theoretically
you're
the speed of light is science fiction. We haven't managed it yet, so it's fiction. It's science fiction.
Yeah. Right. But the
science
the,
theory.
The it was actually sci-fi, not science fantasy.
It was harder sci-fi than
because
the new one.
Because when you approach the speed of light, time does dilate. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Got that 100%, which to me, I was actually very impressed for like a 1968 movie to like actually put that kind of thought into it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're traveling close to the speed of light, which means time dilates and everybody who we left behind is dead. And like, yeah, you're, wow, okay.
So my dad is a big fan of this movie.
I know, because you've had the box set on your shelf since I've known
of VHS tapes.
A VHS.
Yeah. So he got me to watch the original Planet of the Apes early enough that it had not been spoiled for me.
Oh, nice.
So I got the experience of experiencing it like it was kind of intended to be experienced.
Really?
And so
that's cool.
Yeah, it was. I appreciate that for it. Like the Star Wars too.
Yeah.
Like I appreciate that. But I remember him trying to explain that concept to me when I was like, I don't know, 8 or 10 or something. I was like, why are they in the future? And he was like, because when the speed of light in theory, what will happen is, and then you'll be going slower than time around you. And then that's good. And I was like, why is it the future? I remember being so perplexed by that. And it does. Jay, you're right. It makes total sense. Once you know. All about speed
a
of light.
Little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. Just watch some Star Trek, you'll figure it out.
Yep.
It's a good place to start.
It really is. It's a good intro to some loose kind of string theory-esque concepts, quantum theory type stuff. But they didn't need all that in the original Planet of the Apes.
They land, and the story isn't about the spaceship. It's about what happens on the Planet of the Apes.
And I think that's important, because the story isn't about the spaceship, and the story isn't about the time travel. The story in the original Planet of the Apes,
but it's not about it,
right? Which it's kind of about in the remake. Mark Wahlberg, he's got to get back.
Goddamn point. Yeah,
he's got to get back. I'm trying to get back.
Yeah,
I want to get back. Charlton Heston is just surviving.
He just, at a certain point, he just kind of accepts that he's there.
He accepts it immediately.
When he starts sleeping with Nova, yeah. Oh, no. You're right. When he gets out of there, he's just like, ha-ha, here we are. Fuck Earth.
Christine
fuck everybody.
Goes, why is Charlton Heston being such a dick to that other guy?
He's being a real douche.
And he's even like, get off it, man. And he's like, nah, I think you're just a big old Boy Scout.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, stop.
Yeah. Because Charlton Heston is like, hey, listen.
Fucking nihilist.
If we're going to survive here, he's the leader. If we're going to survive here, get all those thoughts of home out of
he's
your
right.
head, buddy. He's Cortez burning his ships. He's like,
good point.
He's like,
good
we're
point.
Fucking here, guys. Yeah. Deal with it. You got to get your heads in the game. We got to find water. We got to find food. This is before they even know there's life on the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I tried to explain it to Christine, and I was like, and also, Charlton Heston's character's kind of a dick. Yeah. You just have to accept
he's a
that.
Bit of a dick.
Yeah. It's Charlton Heston, so.
It's weird that we did two in a row. I didn't even realize that we did that.
Well,
was
that's
that you.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, you're like, oh, I like Chuck Heston. I want to see another one.
That's why I thought of the movie.
I thought it was just a coincidence.
We watched that one, and it was kind of another post-apocalyptic
like,
movie with
this
Charlton
makes
Heston.
Makes me want to watch Planet of the Apes.
And so okay. I was like, let's watch Planet of the Apes.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned
that was my fault.
Because the first one is great.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen it, even if it's been spoiled for you.
Oh yeah, it's still
watch great. The first one. It's just worth it for the Charlton Heston pieces.
Okay, wait a minute now. So in the second movie, in the 2001 movie,
there.
It's not Earth.
No.
Okay. The humans weren't there before.
No.
Everything that brought life to that planet.
They're all descendants of his spaceship.
Okay. But then, like.
The 12 people on that spaceship.
Where'd the dude.
And monkeys. And no horses.
But the monkey had the gun.
Maybe that explains the sexual attraction between that monkey and. And the guy, he's like, you got to bang somebody. There's 12 people and 12 monkeys. I don't know what we're going to do.
Maybe there's a little human in those monkeys more than we thought.
Right?
Oh, no.
Maybe that's how they can talk.
Oh, no.
Oh, maybe the explanation was so dark they had to cut it out of the movie.
So much worse.
Oh, no.
Oh, and I thought I was uncomfortable before.
Because that is the craziest part of the remake is the definite sexual tension.
So unnecessary. I mean, like, it's not sexual in the first one at all, but there's that cute, like, I want to kiss you goodbye.
And she calls him ugly.
Yes.
And it's the furthest thing from sexual you could possibly imagine.
It's very much like, you saved my life. And
I want to.
Really, like,
it would be a meaning of affection from me to give you a peck on the cheek or whatever.
Yes.
And she's
not
she,
just fucking thirsty eyes at each other all the time.
And then
the
they slip
movie.
The tongue at the end.
It was so gross. No, I missed that.
Oh, I missed that.
One. Yeah, yeah. No, it was a little. There's a
fuck
little.
Fuck you.
Like,
that didn't happen. Like, fuck you. There's no way.
And then, like, she grabs his dick.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and then there's that blowjob scene we talked about.
That was real. It was real weird. I was very surprised that they kept it.
Jay, did you watch this on Brazzers?
Jay watched the wrong
parody. May have watched the parody. May have watched the parody.
But what about the horses, guys? That's what bothers me the most.
How are the horses
there? How are the horses there in the new one?
You're right!
Also, in the first one, how did Charlton Heston not go, a fucking horse?
Well,
sorry.
If you're Charlton Heston,
I will. I give the original one a pass.
If you're already making an assumption that humans and apes could evolve here in the same manner, I mean, we don't know what we're going to find on other planets. With a Star Trek model, like everyone's kind of like us, but with different ears because of like
the
panspermia, basically.
Yeah.
So for all we know, it might be people and horses and monkeys. And in the '60s, you were just kind of like, I guess this is what we're doing. We're doing people and horses and monkeys on this other planet.
I know, just
but you're right.
Well, there's that whole theory that like if the universe is infinite, right, and we're all just combinations of molecules and
atoms, what are the fucking
odds eventually
that he goes there?
You'll find
right.
You'll find yourself on a different planet.
And that's the one he found.
Yeah,
What are the odds?
But Brandon,
where did the horses come from in the new one?
That's a much more pertinent.
Are they native to that fucking planet? What is going on?
They would have had to be.
What is going
on? Unless they had horses on the spaceship.
What are the horses doing on the spaceship?
Holy
what's their
shit.
Duty?
Brandon, I didn't even catch that.
That's the biggest pothole to me. And I'm like, where did they come from?
Well, it's
what do they do?
It's ran on horsepower. That's what it is.
The spaceship.
The power that never runs out.
They
says it.
They don't have antimatter. They've just got thousands of horses down in the engine room running on treadmills.
Yep. That's it.
That blows my mind. I'm like, what? There's no way. Did they have like Jurassic Park embryos of horses on that ship? Maybe
they must have.
I don't fucking know.
They had.
Was it really
like
just
a
zoo
vault
in space? Was that what that was? I think it was a zoo.
Yeah.
I think it was a zoo.
It was an Air Force zoo.
Yeah,
or Space Force zoo, or whatever it fucking was.
We just saw the monkeys. They had everything.
They leaned into that too. His Air Force-ness.
Yeah,
like everything.
Saying,
was...
Who are you? Well, I'm Air Force Captain Leo. Blah blah blah. Like,
I'm in the Air Force. It must be in his contract. He has to be in the military in every movie.
Almost. Yeah.
It's gotta be. Right?
No, there are other actors who were in it more.
Come on. You're probably right.
But it was just shit writing is what it was.
Yeah.
But the gun was in case, like, where did they, well, I guess they got the gun from the other, when the big monkey cracks the thing and there's a gun that comes out of it. He's like, I encased this gun
in
pottery because that's what you do with guns.
Well, I can explain that
to
Jay.
It was supposed to be a relic. It's a religious relic. That's what that was supposed to be.
It was like 2,000 years old or whatever from the original ship, and it was like passed down from in his family to remind them of like the danger of humans. And it must be one of those things where like when you're on your deathbed, you got to reveal to your son, like, go smash that pot over there. It's filled with sand.
I've been waiting all my life for this. Smash that motherfucker.
Isn't there a less messy way to do this? Right? Does he have to put all this sand in here, Dad?
Display case.
I don't know.
Well, you couldn't. You had to keep it as a secret from all the other monkeys.
That's true. The other monkeys couldn't discover the gun.
It's like the big conspiracy of their planet. It would be. It's like the flat Earth of our world.
If flat Earth were real.
What do you mean? Excuse me. you take my meaning. It's the big hidden. If we are descendants from ancient aliens, it would be that kind of thing.
Right.
Where like the president has a ray gun in like
thing.
A thing.
It's a world-shaking thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I thought you were talking about the gun that Mark Wahlberg finds in his backpack once he goes back to his ship, which has a very variable level of lethality. Because in one shot, it shoots explosive rounds, which act like mortars and destroy everything in the area. And later on, it shoots bullets
that chips the dude's armor and the ricochet and the bullet. Yeah, they are bouncy bullets.
And the ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
So again, does not make any sense whatsoever. But the gun is
he got the variety clip. That's
right.
Each round does something different.
It's
a guessing game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Turned on paintball mode in GoldenEye.
Yeah. It's like reaching into a bag of Jelly Bellies.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Oh my gosh! It's the explosive one.
It's the healing one. Fuck!
Damn it!
Hey, this time I'll be lucky.
The gun was hilarious though, because he gets it and then he uses it badly. Poor decisions with the gun.
Yeah.
We talked about how everyone in movies makes poor gun decisions.
This is a fucking monkey.
Yeah. He's like shooting warning shots that are exploding right next to people. I was like, oh my God, you could bust that guy's eardrum.
Oh, I thought you meant the.
And then he gets it smashed immediately.
Yeah.
By an ape who also, the apes had varying strength. They were only as strong as they needed to be in every scene.
You're correct.
Like you could punch an ape.
Yeah.
In the original one, I always kind of, my headcanon was always like, oh, maybe they've like de-evolved, the apes are now developing technology, maybe they're like, we probably did de-evolving, not de-evolving, but evolving to the point where their muscles are weaker, they're not as, because a chimpanzee can fucking pull your arms off, forget about a gorilla. Like, that's just ridiculous. But then in the new one, it's like they were super strong and they were kicking ass, except when somebody punched him in the face, like Mark Wahlberg, and it was like, oh, ow!
They were really smart, except when they didn't surround the spaceship after it fired off its giant fucking fire one-shot engine burst.
Tactically, they had no strategic...
They were led by a madman.
But a military madman.
He was a madman, though.
He was supposed to be... I mean, he was a military dude, and...
Didn't really display his military tactics to us.
You're right. He kind of didn't. You didn't really see that, but...
He's good at backstabbing people, and that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what bothered me about that too is, and this is me just reading into the movie a little bit, but they have this this very militaristic society, clearly.
Yeah.
And yet they develop A, no strategy, like we discussed, and B, no form of martial arts whatsoever. The peak form of guerrilla martial arts is still just leaping on somebody's chest and pounding on them.
Yes.
Yeah. I will give a little bit at one point, you know, at the end when the two gorillas fight mano a mano. When the one girl puts down his swords or scimitar type things, I noticed Michael Clarke Duncan's character had cool gauntlets.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, gorillas would just use brute strength. Why not enhance that? I thought that was like...
I suppose so.
But that's the only instance I saw of that.
But like the evil general guy had his stupid as fuck knives.
Like predator knife thing? Yeah, like spiral knives?
Yeah.
Are those easier to hit people with?
Those did not seem efficient. Bless you.
Bless.
Thank you. Well, I thought we were going to get some cool, like, chimpanzee martial arts. Like, he was going to go spinning through the air with some cool, or, like,
you'd see,
hands and
maybe
feet moves.
Fucking throw them once?
I just kind of thought he was going to throw them both at once and kill the dude.
He never threw them.
He jumped on them and then heaved his arms upon them like you would see a chimpanzee do, which, like we said earlier.
Yeah, like, I get it.
Good.
I see what they were going for, but, like, why make them look like spinny disc things, though? I don't know.
It was stupid.
I liked that the chimps had, or the apes had more of a class mobility in the new one, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
all the
gorillas are the military guys, all the chimps are kind of like the low-level like science people, and all the orangutans are kind of like the aristocrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very progressive monkey society.
There was a lot of social mobility. Yes. You could be a chimp and still make it to like the leader of the military.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was, and I feel like that was very progressive of them. So credit where credit's due.
Yeah. It was ahead of its time.
It really was.
Let's talk about two of my favorite lines.
Oh?
Where they flipped it on us.
Yes, please. I was going to talk about that, yeah.
And they had the gorilla go, "Get your hands off me, you damn dirty human."
Get your filthy hands off me, you damn dirty human.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then the Charlton Heston repeating his famous line, damn them all to hell. But he meant the humans that he wants to murder this time.
Yeah, who did that in the new movie?
That was Charlton Heston as the bad guy's dad.
Charlton Heston was the bad guy's dad?
Yes, that was Charlton Heston.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Oh, would you look at that?
I can't believe you didn't realize. Just the voice alone. You're like, oh, yeah.
Nah.
Do you recognize David Warner, at least, as What's-Her-Face's dad?
Who's What's-Her-Face?
I don't remember her character.
Oh, the sexy chimp.
We're going to just go with that.
Right,
yeah,
sexy eyes.
Yeah.
Bedroom eyes chimp is what we're going to call it.
That from my brain.
And I recognized the orangutan who was like the slave trader.
Yeah, it's Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
He was good at this. And he said he based his performance off of W.C. Fields. And you can see it. You know, like, hello.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do a good impression, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. He should have had a cigar in his hand the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
An interesting character, too, because he starts as a literal slave trader.
Yeah.
And a really reprehensible character that you immediately do not identify with. You assume he's like a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end, he's like, okay, he's kind of come around.
He's
on
still
our
a coward,
side a little bit.
But
he's still a coward.
But he's not. He basically was like, I can't go back now. Like,
right.
You know? So he turned. And then, I don't know. I think I enjoyed like the dinner scene. I enjoyed the time we had with the apes when they had a little bit of character building. She's like, okay, like I can see. Let's get some more of this, and then nope.
That dinner scene was the last
good scene.
That
in
was
the movie.
Last good scene in the movie.
Maybe the escape right after that, because they run through a bunch of different apartments, and you like see all the different.
I guess it was kind of funny.
It was a little too comical though.
Yeah,
for the tone of the fucking
like an
movie.
Episode of Scooby Doo.
Yeah, it was a little too comical what they were going for in this movie, but it was funny. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that's the last character building you see for the monkeys. Like,
and then the rest of it is bad action. Because the thing is, if you're going to make an action movie, you got to have good act. This is...
There's no...
When did The Matrix come out?
98?
99, yeah.
Okay, this is post-Matrix. And indeed your idea of an action movie is we're going to have apes leap at each other.
They got their wires in there, man. Somebody said, we want wire foo.
That was the big move, was wire foo.
How can we make monkeys do wire foo? We'll have them fling at each other.
Yeah.
Like two little toys on a string.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so
they didn't
dumb.
Have... If they had like monkey martial arts or like cool something to make the action a little better than just like two monkeys flinging themselves,
you could easily create something with like capoeira that blends.
That's what I thought
so
we were going to get
well into it.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking back to Bloodsport, not the greatest movie to think of.
It is
but
the
you
greatest
know who I'm
movie to
about.
Think of.
Like, when you see the montage of the different fights, there's that one guy who fights like the monkey style.
Sing
like,
the Kumite song, Brandon.
Kumite, Kumite. Every time I'm feeling down, I turn on the Mentos commercial supercut with the chase scene.
But we're going to have to watch that because I don't know what that is.
Oh my God, it's so funny. It's when Van Damme's outrunning Forrest Whitaker and the other American guy through Hong Kong and like jumping over stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody just puts it to the Mentos theme and it's perfect.
Yep.
Like absolutely perfect.
We'll
watch
it in the show notes.
But yeah, what were we saying about sport? Yeah, the monkey style. Like that guy could do, like it's something like that. We got nothing. We just got, hey, make them run on all fours when they're mad.
Mm-hmm. And they walk like they do that wobbly walk with their arms above their head, but only when they're trying to have sweet monkey sex.
That was an interesting little scene.
That seductive monkey lady who was clearly like that old orangutan's arm candy. She was like the sexy younger monkey.
Oh, yeah, definitely the side piece.
Yeah. Those are two Tim Burton regulars, by the way. That was,
oh, yeah?
Do you remember Beetlejuice?
Yes. Yeah.
Remember Otto, the like the family friend, Otto, the big guy with the funny little glasses and the short hair?
No.
He's like, you remember Demolition Man?
No.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck. He's the character actor in a million things. Okay. And he's also in every, like, a lot of Tim Burton movies. And then, was it Tracy Lord was the other, was this, like, arm candy, and she's also in it.
They were in the movie for such a small period of time, and yet they had good characterization.
Yes,
and you felt like, and particularly due to that dinner scene, Jay, you felt like you knew and kind of got an idea of who these characters were. Better than you did for Mark Wahlberg.
Because at that point, you're like, I don't really know. I don't care about Mark Wahlberg. But then you're like, all right, movie, if I'm here for the long run, let me see more of this. Let's get more of this. This right. is really good. This scene's really good. We're with Mark Wahlberg in the desert. Yep. Okay.
And they tried to make him like the reluctant, like, Messiah. Christ hero Ugh. Figure. And so played out. And also, like, you gotta make me feel for that character if you're going
to
do that.
And I had no connection to him. I don't even feel like there were scenes cut out.
I think this was the movie that was written.
I don't feel it. Yeah, there didn't seem like there was like,
they wrote the movie. Yeah.
They don't talk about like a family or anything. No. Charlton Heston, you get like who was the lady? Stewart. Mm-hmm. Stewart, we're going to, Stewart, she's dead. She was going to be our Eve. Like, you get like a feeling of the hope that they were bringing to this new planet and like how it was dashed. And then Charlton Heston is just in this desperate struggle for survival. And there's like a horror element to it also. Not like horror, but.
Like post-apocalyptic
suspense,
horror?
I think. Suspense. Is a better way to put it.
You're right. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Better word. Because they're going to experiment on him. They talk about gelding him.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you're not familiar, is the removal of the testicles.
Yeah.
So there's like, they're going to do some nasty, and they do, they like bottomize his crewmate. Mm-hmm. And like, and the other main character just dies like 15 minutes in. So you get a real brutal feeling for the world he's now found himself in and the stark reality of it. And you feel for him because of it. I feel like in the remake, you get a better feel for the World of the Apes, which is fun. But then when they switch the focus to Mark Wahlberg, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Why do I care?
Like, why are we here?
Well, because it's just a chase. It is. It's just a chase scene.
Let's go back.
It's an hour-long chase
scene. More Paul Giamatti monkey. Like, he's really funny. And
but I'll tell you what they did well and what I appreciate and what I liked about the movie. Two specific parts, they got some good monkey facts in. Because, A.
They said.
First of all, they're apes, not monkeys. We should apologize. Very offensive. This whole time we've been referring to them as monkeys. And they are apes. Apes don't have tails. Monkeys do. Slight difference. Very important. Very offensive if you get it wrong.
No monkeys listen to this show
not with our ratings. I mean, it's monkeys. Yeah, we don't. Never mind. But the second scene, the second thing where they do it is apes can't swim.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's always it's like a fun fact for chimps.
Yes.
That you don't hear very often, and they put it in the movie, and I was like, oh yeah. And they kind of make it a critical plot point.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you would think though, that what bugged me about that, right, is that they don't swim. They've been on that planet for thousands of years, maybe.
I know.
You would just imagine, and they're clearly an advanced species.
Maybe make some boats.
Maybe they would just make some boats.
They seem to know how to.
Perhaps a life jacket.
They make carts. They know
maybe
how to
the idea that maybe like boats were so terrifying to them because they can't swim. Like you don't go out on. It's like for the Dothraki, like their horses can't drink the water. Right. So.
And also maybe it's like that would explain why they are only in a centralized location.
Because you get civilization, they didn't get like super progressive in the sense of like technology wise. They had horses and wagons. I'm pretty sure in the original one, when one of those horse drawn carriage doors closes, the sound guy put in the sound of a car door.
I didn't catch that.
I'm almost positive. I was like, was that a car door? Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't hear that. Okay, whatever. But yeah, apes can't swim, and they make it a plot point. They have to cross the river, at which point Mr. U.S. Air Force apparently never learned how to do a rescue swim.
Yep.
Because he does that in the exact wrong way.
Yep. That is the way you would not.
Yep.
The most inefficient way.
Yeah, make sure we both drown, please.
Yeah.
The first thing they tell you is do not have the person get on your back. They will panic and pull your head under and you will both drown.
Yes.
You put them in front of you and you swim backwards with one arm around them. Everybody knows that.
Not Mark Wahlberg.
Apparently not whoever the consultant was for this movie.
Leo Davidson.
Yeah, that's got to be standard Air Force training, you have to think,
you
right?
You would fucking think, yeah.
You know?
Space Force is just going to be a pile of garbage. What, I mean, look.
Maybe they left it out of the Space Force training. They were like, there's no water in space.
Gonna need
they wouldn't even know this.
They're not bringing their best.
And if it was Space Force Jay, I'd agree with you, but he says he's in the Air
that's
Force.
That's true. It is the Air Force.
He's the Air Force captain. They asked him where his tribe. Many times. Yeah. Air Force captain, Leo Davidson.
Who's your tribe? What tribe are you from?
United States Air Force. Like, he doesn't explain anything. He's such a dick. Like,
he is.
Why don't you be like, on my world, we have countries, blah, 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 and I fly planes. He doesn't even bother. He's just like, Air Force, if you don't know it, too bad.
He's actually insulting and douchey to everybody.
To everybody. Then there's the whole, like, blonde chick. Where did they ever have any chemistry whatsoever, guys? What?
They didn't.
He had much more chemistry, unfortunately, with Helena Bonham Carter than Estella Warren. It was horrible.
And contrast that to the original movie, where you have a good amount of chemistry built between Nova
and
Charlton Heston, and she doesn't even speak. And he doesn't speak for half the movie.
You're right, because he was sick, apparently.
Because he got shot in the neck or whatever.
No, but also during filming, he had, like, the flu.
Oh, really?
And so when he was getting better, they were like, oh, okay, well, even if you're a little hoarse, come back, because you're just getting your voice back in character. Oh. So he's like, all right, fair enough.
So actually, like, they didn't write that in to fit his being sick, that he just worked out perfectly. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's funny. A madhouse!
It's a madhouse!
A madhouse! Which is, so again, classic. Another reference that you get now in things. When you see that. And then, of course, get your filthy paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Yep.
Yeah, the classic. Every time one of those lines happen, Christine goes, she's like, starts pawing me. Like, that's the
I
thing.
I know that one.
That's the thing. Now I get that. I'm like, yeah, that's
where
the
a
thing.
Lot of it comes from.
It's classic. Watch it. New one.
I mean,
you want to see some good makeup work?
If the choice is between
really is good.
Poking your eyes out with hot pokers and watching the second one, you should probably poke your eyes out with hot pokers.
It's definitely a movie where you're like,
it's harsh but accurate.
I don't feel any kind of good after watching that, especially with the sour twist ending. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna leave at the end. Ugh.
It leaves you, and then, so then you're like, oh, so he's fucked.
I didn't stick around. Was there a post credits after that, or
I don't think so.
I guess we were before the time of post credits at that point.
Maybe there was.
Really?
But I might be hallucinating. I feel like I saw it a million years ago, and I realized there's something. But
it can't be good. How does it? Does it help?
What could it do to help?
Actually, yeah. Maybe not. I don't know.
I can't imagine it helping.
No.
They pull the curtain back, and it's them filming the movie. They're like, ha, gotcha. We're still here in America. All right, night, folks.
It turns out it's just an autistic kid's snow globe.
Yes. Right. It's all taking place inside the eye of a giant.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on the collar of a cat. It's oh, it is the galaxy. Oh,
wow!
It's on Orion's belt.
Oh my god!
We're all inside of marble.
Yeah, that ending was pretty shit. So that last note, where you're like, oh, but we could be in a marble.
Yeah, we could be. We could be in all these things. Sure. It could be a simulation. It could be. We could be microbes on the surface of another microbe on the surface of the toe of an alien.
Exactly.
It could be all these things, or it could not. They're fun. I get it. You want to put that in your movie, and you want to make that a thing. That's a fun, funny thing. But it can't be your whole movie. You can't have a crappy movie with Mark Wahlberg and then throw that in at the end and be like, "Oh, apes in the White House." Oh,
it just doesn't make any sense.
Cool movie, bro.
Why did they do that?
It was
so cheap. It was so.
It's a crowning piece of shit on top of, like, the shit sandwich they served.
Like, if they had ended it in maybe a different way, I would have been like, "All right, that was an okay movie." Like, all right. But the fact that they just ended it with a big old poo.
It's so try hard, is what it is.
It really is.
It's like you could have had the end of the movie and, like, the twist be like, oh, Mark Wahlberg, even though it was so predictable, it's like, oh, his ship crashed here and they're all dead. Like,
it's
oh.
like you see it from miles away.
That's the twist. Okay, it's not great, but I guess you did a twist. And then the monkey comes back, the ape comes back, and it's like, oh, okay, it's not great, but it's a twist. And then I would have ended the movie and been like, that was a very mediocre movie. But then they throw in that last scene.
And you're like, did you watch your own fucking movie?
It's insulting.
Did you watch it? It blows, like, it just, it fucks it up.
It's the kind of thing a director who, like, thinks you're an idiot would put into their movie.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be, and everyone's going to see the end and they're going to go, whoa. Yeah. Oh my God, it's not Abe Lincoln. It's an ape. Mm-hmm. Oh, this movie's so clever. It blew my mind. But it's like, you'd only think that if you were a fucking moron.
Yeah.
It's just the schlockiest shit they could just shovel.
It's really offensive.
It is. It's offensive.
It's, you're just like, fuck you, Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Like, what?
How dare you?
Fuck you, man.
It's just such a cheap, like, ugh. It's like fan service, but like bad fan service, and
it's
like
not even like they were trying
like
to...
insultingly, like
exactly
they throw Spock in and like a Star Trek thing, and it's like, oh yeah. Spock, exactly. You guys remember Spock, you fucking nerds, eat this shit. Fuck you, Tim Burton.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
That's how I feel exactly when it ends. You're like, fuck you, Tim Burton. Fuck you, Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
God damn it.
Insulting.
I'd go back to the ape world. There really wasn't? I guess not.
There's nothing?
There's nothing.
Sorry, I put you on a goose chase.
The best explanation I could find for the ending by Tim Roth, by Thane.
Oh, yeah.
He says he just went back in time and, you know, took over the Earth. I thought it was pretty cool.
Who did?
He knows
Thane
shit,
did?
Too. He knows Thane. Shit, too.
Yeah.
Tim Roth, he meant that, like, joking.
He must have.
He clearly did.
How does Thane, how do they leave Thane? Does they lock him in the room and he dies there?
I can imagine him saying that laughing.
Like. So the idea must be that he gets the shuttle pod, gets another shuttle pod, goes back in time, fucking makes himself, I don't know, the general, like, kills Lincoln and supplants him as a general.
And also populates the entire planet with monkeys.
Yes.
Well, I guess he could have used the ones over there. Anyway.
That's stupid.
I wouldn't take his
and still doesn't make sense.
I bet he was like, yeah, I just went back and took over Earth. Like, he's a pretty self-aware guy.
Wait, I can't vape yet.
I mean, Thane as a character in general is interesting in the fact that he is so one-dimensional and evil. Like,
he's like
the evilest.
Every kind of evil.
Yeah.
They're like, let's make him racist, pretty rapey, and like
violent,
hyper-violent, super backstabby.
Yep, backstabs like, everybody.
Let's give him less than zero redeeming qualities.
Yeah, nothing.
Like, absolutely nothing.
Which is so cheap, again, when you compare it to the Charlton Heston original,
yeah.
And
well,
you've
like,
got Dr. Zaius.
Like, he's the antagonist. But
man.
You understand what he's where he's coming from. You get it. And even at the end, he, that whole, like, no, just let him figure it out.
That,
like,
he's got that tirade.
Yeah.
Is it, man, do not let him breed in great numbers, for he will make a desert of his home and yours.
Yep.
It's like this ancient, like he's protecting his civilization right. In his eyes,
like, yeah.
In a very relatable way,
yeah.
Because we all in our hearts know there's some truth to that, that thing about man, that we are destructive,
exactly.
Is an inherent, like, mm-hmm. something to us that does make us tend to, you know, overindulge maybe,
mm-hmm.
But... You see a certain amount of like violence in the apes, but a lot of it is violence against humans.
Yeah,
there's
not...
no violence against apes.
Yeah,
and that is then recontextualized at the end as like that's what protects us and keeps our society safe is that we cull the human population so they don't overwhelm us.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, a character who you like, he scratches out the lettering so you know he knows something.
Yeah.
And he presides over this mockery of a trial,
Kangaroo Court,
and you hate this Dr. Zaius character. He's
but at the
so
end,
dishonest,
like, oh.
And yeah, and in the end, you kind of
like,
oh,
I kind of hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
Wow. And so does Charlton Heston, because he's like, well, I'm still here anyway. Fuck you, like. But he definitely hears him. Like
Charlton Heston's right too, and he's got his own. He's like, yeah, yeah. Well, and he says himself. He's like, yeah.
That's why he left Earth.
Yeah, we are pretty fucked up.
That was his whole.
And then you get the crowning like end of the movie where, hey, spoiler alert, he goes down the beach and there's the Statue of Liberty, and we know that it's an Earth all along. And then of course it all comes to like full circle, and you know, man does destroy himself.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's where we end up. You blew it up. You
bastard.
Is it you? You maniacs.
Yeah, you maniacs.
You maniacs. you finally did. You blew it up. Damn you all to hell. That classic scene. And it's just.
As you finally made a monkey.
Yes. Beautifully done. A great. And you know what's great about. How long is the original?
Oh, I didn't check 40. One time on either of them, actually.
It's, like, digestibly long.
It's an hour 40. The new one is 2 hours on the nose.
Like, it was pretty
so
long
sad.
For the time, but at the same time, Charlton Heston was in a lot of long movies. Like,
I remember it
fucking
being long, and it's shorter than I remembered.
Yeah.
It's and every scene is pretty good. Even the scene in Dr. Zaius's office, which as a kid, I remember being, like, slow and boring. Like, oh, what's happening?
Just two people talking.
Now as an adult, like, re-seeing it, I was like, oh, this is a good scene between the two of them. This is when you first start to see that Dr. Zaius may be
He
gets it more than we thought. Yeah. So, and then you got the remake. So.
Well, there's hope maybe for the... I've heard good things about the newer ones. I've not seen any of the newer ones.
Should we break down our game plan for our audience?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is watch the second and third, which is Beneath...
The second and third of the original series.
Yes.
Beneath the Planet of the Apes and Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
There is no modern day...
Equivalent to those
equivalent
movies.
To those movies. The remakes, our NAFT cast regulars, pick up at... Four? Was it four?
Yes. Season. When's... Episode four of the original series is the fight for the Planet of the Apes or something. It basically picks up at the same point where the remakes, the Rise of the Planet of the Apes movies, pick up. So we're going to watch two and three of the originals, which there are no kind of remakes of, just to catch us up with where the remakes pick up. And then we're going to do an original remake
four
comparison.
And five is essentially the... Remade in
is the plot of one, two, and three of the
Andy
new
Serkis
ones.
That's the only one.
The Andy Serkis ones.
That's the only way I can remember.
That's a perfect way to put it. They're the Andy Serkis ones.
The Andy Serkis is a monkey again. Yeah. Once
ape Brandon.
Sorry.
Very
Sorry.
Upsetting
Sorry.
For a lot of listeners.
Right. Brandon will get this right next week. Otherwise, we'll
such a species.
and geld him.
The branding,
oh God.
The branding and the gelding.
Oh no. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So get it right.
Okay.
Or join us next week.
Get it right or pay the price.
For us chopping Brandon's dick off.
Can't
buy the water. We hold you in on that. All right, guys. This has been fun. We'll see you next week. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.
One last trivia bit. The guy who did the music in the original one is Jerry Goldsmith, the guy who did a lot of the Star Trek music, including Next Generation theme.
Oh, I did want to talk about the music. We'll talk about the music more on the next episode. Because it's going to be more of it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. All right. Night, guys.